ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సహనావవతు, సహనౌ భునక్తు, సహ వీర్యంకరవావహై, తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. వి ఆర్ టాకింగ్ about the topic of creation in Brahmanandavalli, the second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad. And in the last webinar, we started to discuss the Adhyaropa Apavada method. And we said this method consists of four steps. And after talking about the first two steps of introducing the karyam, the effect, and also the karanam, the cause, by the Adhyaropa method, we started with the Apavada method and said that in Apavada, we go from grassest to the subtlest through a procedure of successive dissolution, or we call it as pravilapanam, of the additional gunas or properties of the grass into the subtle, as it were. So this dissolution or resolution, we can call, does not involve any physical destruction, but only a shift of our vision, of our drishti, from the karyam to the karanam. And we said, using the example of a cotton, the thread, the fiber, and a shirt, we gave the example to understand that shirt is only mithya namarupa, is the pravilapanam of shirt, the mithyatva buddhihi eva pravilapanam. That's what we said. Or we can also say in the Tattvabodha language that anatma is mithya. Pravilapanam is reducing a thing into anatma. All these things we saw in the last webinar. Okay, here the Upanishad makes a small difference. The pravilapanam should have been through the same route by which srishti took place. We said in the last class, akashat vayuhu vayor agnihi agne rapaha adbya prithivi prithivya oshadayaha oshadibhyo nam annat purushaha. So it should have been in that same order. That is, the body should have been resolved into food or annam, annam into the herbs, oshadi, plants, oshadi into earth, earth into waters, waters into agni, agni into vayu, and vayu into akasha, and akasha into brahman. Instead of this original route, the panchabhuta route, we can call it, the Upanishad comes through a different route, which we call it as panchakosha viveka route, panchakosha route. That is, from the five koshas, five sheets, namely the Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, and Anandamaya Kosha. So from the Annamaya, the Upanishad will go to Pranamaya, then to Manomaya, then to Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya, and Brahma. Here also, it is going from the grossest, namely the Annamaya Kosha, to the subtlest, namely the Brahman only, but with the difference. Here the pravilapanam is going to be in the form of panchakosha vivekaha. So that is the topic we are going to talk today. That is, the Upanishad will resolve annamaya into pranamaya, and pranamaya kosha into manomaya kosha, manomaya kosha into vijnanamaya kosha, and vijnanamaya kosha into anandamaya kosha.